This is a dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Pierce, P-S in Paul, I-E-R-C-E, May 7, 68, addressed as a letter to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N. Dear Dr. Reichman, follow up for Tammy, who has history of biopsy proving thin THIN basement membrane with clinical syndrome of loin, L-O-I-N, pain syndrome, hematuria. Last visit a year ago, recent left-sided knee scope and partial cleaning of the meniscus. Dr. Cox, C-O-X, here in Mount Pleasant without complications, doing physical therapy. There has been problems of severe bladder and uterine prolapse. Surgeon was concerned about potential side effects of surgery, for what she's going to have a second opinion, University of Michigan, with a urogynecologist on March 22nd. Otherwise, I did an extensive review, system non-contributory, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc was increased to 10 milligrams for better blood pressure control. Remains on trazodone, Cymbalta, Lamicto. Today, blood pressure in the low side, 102.85, although she was not symptomatic. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular is normal. No gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from January. Creatinine 1.1, which is still is baseline. Minor low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate. She is not on diuretics. Normal albumin calcium. Normal liver function test, present GFR 57. Normal white blood cell platelets. And normal hemoglobin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Thin, T-H-I-N, glomerular basement membrane abnormalities, manifesting with clinical loin, L-O-I-N, pain syndrome, and hematuria. Next number, stable minor chronic kidney disease with normal-sized kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. At the time of the biopsy, there was also arteriosclerosis and areas of focal global glomerulosclerosis. This is probably related to hypertensive changes. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled, if anything, in the low side, but not symptomatic. Next number, low sodium concentration that represents a free water abnormality. This is mild, does not require any specific treatment. Next number, severe prolapse, getting second opinion. From the renal standpoint, there is no contraindication for any anesthesia or procedures. Next number, weight reduction, presently on Zepbound, Z-E-P-B-O-U-N-D. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.